Haiti's food crisis crumbles into instability. Proselytism in Algeria brings trouble to a believer. And a children's center in India works to light up the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Aid organizations fear the food crisis could further destabilize Haiti. Skyrocketing food prices led to deadly protests and the ouster of the nation's prime minister. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says hungry people are desperate, and desperate people do desperate things.
They're breaking into private warehouses. We now have professional security at our headquarters because we have food there. And you can't distribute it all when you don't know when you're going to get your next supply. But the hungry people want it now. And so there are riots.
The crisis means for Haiti is going through their supplies quickly. DeHart says even now there are ministry opportunities.
We got our shipment of beans when we were down to 10 bags that they could see. God came through in time. So that the doors are still open to show that God is providing and the people are getting the witness of that.
Next, 7 days after Bubur Aslamov was detained during a raid on a religious meeting, his whereabouts remain unknown. Forum 18 reports church members fear he could face criminal charges. Police beat some church members during the April 9th raid. The Full Gospel Church was raided just before the Justice Department was due to rule on the congregation's long-stalled registration application. Five church members face administrative penalties. You're listening to Mission Network News. Algeria is cracking down on 26 of their 50 Protestant congregations. Compass Direct News reports that an Algerian Christian was handed a 2-year suspended sentence for proselytism, even though the sentence is considered a violation of their Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which affirms the right to show your faith publicly. The man plans to appeal the sentence and the large fine. Pray that he's freed from this unjust punishment. Meanwhile, the unwanted, homeless, and abandoned children of India face a dark future. India Partners' Brent Hampel says they're helping a partner shine some light on the streets of Andhra Pradesh.
Little Lamps Children's Home is run by a pastor and his wife who started taking children off the street, and they want to expand. They have some land that's been donated next door, so we're trying to raise about $30,000 to build a 1,200-square-foot children's home that will house 24 children.
It's a drop in the bucket when you consider the scope, but Hampel says for the ones they help, it makes a world of difference.
At least we're affecting these 24 children that will be helped, be able to go to school, get a good meal, to be cared for, nurtured in a Christian environment where they are introduced to Jesus and given the opportunity to come to know Jesus.
And it took over a year, but a student at Western Michigan University in the U.S. used art to make a global impact on HIV/AIDS. Betty Lau, senior art student, was inspired at Urbana 06, University Christian Fellowship Student Missions Convention, to use art to raise awareness and support for HIV/AIDS. She began by getting students involved.
Invite them into joining me in this process and inviting art students at Western to create images that would raise awareness of the AIDS epidemic. And to my surprise, 40 people signed up.
This month's exhibit featured abstracts, portraits, and landscapes to help depict the HIV/AIDS suffering. While they now understand art can make a global difference, Lau says it also had spiritual significance, as she was able to
even share the gospel with some of the professors and the students I was working with who were asking, you know, why are you doing this? And just being able to share with them.
Pray for other Urbana participants who felt called to do something. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart and Others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.